don't give a fuck about hip hop. They said we weren't real hip hop from the beginning of time, because we don't have no trains and no backpacks and shit. After a motherfucker tell you something for so long and let you know they don't want you, nigga don't want to be down to bitch ass niggas no more.
We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, give this bitch to live and die in the field. Fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, give this bitch to live and die in the field. Fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, give this bitch to live and die in the field. Fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, give this bitch to live and die in the field.
Hustle's where we from, we'll fight but we tow guns. Trying to dodge police and court case, confederacies and probation. Better learn about their dress code. Red stand for vice lord, blue stand for GD4. KKK them white folks, home of the magnolia, back roads and potholes. Corporate fed dick holes, tattoos, teeth gold. No sports teams on ESPN, but prime time in Mississippi. You think you ain't got no time to miss it.
I promise you this, we burn this bitch down, get a spit to live and die in the field. We fight amongst each other, but I promise you this, we burn this bitch down, get a spit to live and die in the field. We fight amongst each other, but I promise you this, we burn this bitch down, get a spit to live and die in the field. We fight amongst each other, but I promise you this, we burn this bitch down, get a spit to live and die in the field.
Light it up like Cali Woods, don't explain what's understood. Snub nose to the sun black, no coke in the cognac. Country boy, mud life, moving packs like a city boy. Hustle hard, I mean really boy, B.I.G. like Diddy boy. Plenty blues, my daddy sung plenty blues. When we play, we bend the rules. If y'all cross, we send the tools, no interviews. Light it up, Petro, shit booming like Metro. OG, took a loss in 03, bounce back like a OZ. That's plug talk, pump back. With the jump back, this first ain't a comeback. I never left, had to find my better self. Strange Fruit, Willie Lynch, Jim Crow, yeah. State of mind, all over this state of mind, yeah. All over
we
this state of time.
Each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in the field.
Fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in the field.
Fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in the field.
Fight amongst each other, but I promise you this.
Burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in the field.
Born and raised in a cutter, where you might get hung if you color. I might go back and forth with my brother, but I won't let another nigga touch him. Nigga cold water, but I'm worldwide with the hustle. Caught a charge, out the fast break, hit the court and beat it like a bus. Got family members on fuck with, but I can't let nobody fuck with them. Niggas know that we don't get along, but when it's on, I pull up in the trunk with them. Fuck with them, it's obvious. Running through there like an arsony. You see the ops got an aim at they top in the NFL, they call that targeting. Niggas don't know who they bothering. Get to the money, no bargaining. I got some niggas that been on the bitch, but they steal some keys like organs. I never was big, but still notorious. Ironically, I took some L's before I spelled victorious.
We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in the field.
We fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in the field.
We fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in the field.
Fight amongst each other, but I promise you this.
We burn this bitch down, get us peace to live and die in the field.
Yo, what's facilitating, man? Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby. King 1033 South Sea, that's me, you dig? We get ready to get it in tonight, man. It's Femo Nation Forever Radio, man, right here live, well, and jerking on the Chop On It Radio Network system. You did? Man, we got a lot of music, man. We got some few songs, man, that been sitting in our email vault, man, that we had to go ahead, put into the rotation tonight. So we got them coming, man. Big shouts out to Dale Knights. He got a couple of them that's off in there, man. Big shouts out, man, to Crunk and Bunk. Open up the show, man. We also got more for him. Some of his songs have been sitting in there, man. We got to get off in there, man. Y'all gonna like these new ones from Dale Nice. Also, Muskogee, stand up, man. AJP, man, we got his song, Anomaly, is dropping tonight for the first time right here on our show, man. For the first time on our show, dropping tonight, man. So big excited about that. Big shout out to that as well, man. We got two, man. You know, our No Topics is Off Limit session. No Topics is Off Limit session, man. We got that going on, man, because we too jerked out jerking on the Jerkzillion Jerk Scales. You dig? So we got those new songs, man, coming at you. We got some never been heard before music on our show coming at you. Big shout out to AJP. Got his song coming at you, Anomaly. And we're going to keep it jerking, man. And we got our open No Topics or Off Limits discussion. You dig? So we're going to get off into that as well, man. Big shout out, Big Mike. Hey, if you get a chance, man, make sure y'all go and stop by the website, man. The website up and jerking. You dig? It's been doing that thing. And appreciate everybody that has already been checking out the website, man, been rocking with the website. You know what I mean? Getting it in, man. Staying plugged in on there, showing us some love. We appreciate that, man. We appreciate everybody taking time, checking the shows out, hitting the replay links, sending the music, man. But one thing with the music, make sure your music is MP3 format or WAV format. Make sure your music is MP3 format or WAV format, man. Any other format ain't going to work. You did, we can't get you in like that, man. So only way we can get you in is if your music is in WAV format or MP3. MP3 work best. Right, make sure you put all your information on there, man. Don't just send it and just send it because it's coming from your email, man. Send it and make sure you put the song title on there and the name that you go by, man. If not, we're gonna call you by your regular name because that's, you know, that's what we know, so that's what we're gonna go with. So big shout out to that. And also the website, you can go to femonationforever.blueberry.net, man. femonationforever.blueberry.net, and you can go check out all the shows that we've done right there on there, man, up to the latest one, you dig. So you can go look at the top. As soon as you get on there, man, at the top of the website, you'll see some of the hot spot interviews or the hot spot episodes, you dig? And them hot spot episodes, man. So when we do certain sessions, certain interview shows and these type of things, that placement is available. So your session is possibly could be selected as one of the hot spot episodes, man, that goes at the very top, right? So when people get on that website, them first shows right there at the top, man, most likely is the ones they're going to be clicking on first. So you're going to got it, and you're going to run with it. You dig? That's how we're going to get it in, man. Steady, steady, trying to push further and further, man, into diversity. And also, man, in the unity by bringing everybody together with their music and their sounds, their talents and their visions and their opinions. All on one platform, baby. Let's get it. 9-1 Trigger Trey, man. Demons, let's go.
Hey, let this shit ride, man.
I got nightmares, I see visions of my casket in the grave. I got homies in the pistol, thugging hard behind the case. I got problems with myself, I'm trying to cope with every day. Rolling back with double cups and popping beans until I'm faded. I see demons while I'm sleeping. God protect me cause I know the devil's scheming. God, I need you. I see demons breaking sweats outside my body while I'm sleeping.
I've been zoning out my body, pop 3 pills in one day. Just pop the top to post some foes, a body drifting away. Still dirty smiling faces, opposition, big murder case. Too much bullshit, I'm trying to numb myself with beans in a J. Devil surrounding your niggas been down at me. I keep my thoughts locked up in the cage. You niggas been stupid, cloud chasing for some lights. Been clutching the guap in the K. Filling my clip with the hollows, ain't promised tomorrow. Been thug in the hard with the day. Down in the bottle, in here with a bitch in the French, trying to drop this dick off in the face. Living the hair, trying to get the fuck out. Niggas tryna knock a nigga ass off. Bob till I fall, fuck a cash out. Drop dick on a bitch till she pass out. Fuck all these niggas with their hands out. Bitch think cause she got her ass out. I'm about to put these fucking bands out. Bitch better work her goddamn out.
I got nightmares, I see visions of my casket in the grave. I got homies in the pistol, thugging hard behind the case. I got problems with myself, I'm trying to cope with every day. Rolling back with double cups and popping beans until till I'm faded, I see demons while I'm sleeping. God protect me, cause I know the devil's scheming. God, I need you, I see demons breaking sweats outside my body while I'm sleeping.
All I feel is the pain. Late nights trying to get it blunt and get it twisted. When it leaned up with my sister, I ain't slept in 3 days. I got no bitch to lay up when I'm slashed on the couch with the strap watching Minutes and Kate. Got no bitch to lay up when I'm rolling up switching the switcher and J after J. C1 died and then tree top down. I got too much pride to show the shit on my face. Got me feeling like Pac in the old days. Drop top, not big strap with the boozy face. Still sticking to the code. I ain't four raised by the old heads and the OGs in the old days. So much pain deep inside. Mr. Pain with the pride got me ready to die. They don't really know the hustle. Learn to get out the muscle. Mention no competition. Ain't no motherfuckers tussle. I'm talking me days. In the warehouse steady thugging, coming home to the trap house living rugged. Rent pass through lights off, devil in my ear telling me to stretch everything in public. Still grinding out the gutter, I came from nothing. Little nigga, big heart, I'm shaking something. All little feathers on my deathbed with a middle finger, look up screaming motherfucker.
I got nightmares, I see visions of my casket in the grave. I got homies in the pistol thugging hard behind the case. I got problems with myself, I'm trying to cope with every day. Rolling back with double cups and popping beans until I'm faded, I see demons while I'm sleeping. God protect me, cause I know the devil's scheming. God, I need you, I see demons breaking sweats outside my body while I'm sleeping.
I see demons while I'm sleeping. Yeah, I'm scheming. Yeah, I need you.
If it ain't about me, it ain't about you.
Why this beat so complex?
Yeah. Hot as the pot, I will. Hot as the clock, my heel. Hot as the fire. Hot as the 4th of July. Hot as that hot, no lie, no lie. I'm hot. I'm hot. Up and I'm getting it, get it. Had to go get it together, my mind and my body. But now I feel better, better, yeah. I'm still a go-getter, yeah, yeah. Still a boss made hitter, yeah. Doing better things, making better change. So you better get your umbrella, it's raining. If you ain't heard of me yet, just give it some time. I'll be on the back of your mind, I stay on the grind. Stand at the front of the line. About mine, really about mine. It's about time for me to blow, yeah. About time, y'all should know, yeah. Past time, I should drive, stop. Don't give me damn pride. I'm hot. I'm hot. Hot as a pot, I will. Hot as a clock, my heel. Hotter than fire. Hot as a 4th of July. Hotter than hot, no lie, no lie. Bounce back like a ball. Ballin', Beano, he the boss. Hogging both lanes with my main thing. Tryna maintain power, solid skin. Look up and I'm gone with the wind. At it again and I hate looking back. And I ain't looking back like the reviewers don't. So I can't on this track that I'm on. Gotta stay focused if I'ma stay on. Turns, I refuse to go wrong. I'm a two-time loser, born a breadwinner. Try to be a saint, born to be a sinner. From the first beginning, I was getting guap. See what money did, so I didn't stop. Kept on getting bread, stack it on top. Now look at me, shit, I'm hot. I'm hot. I'm hot. I'm hot. I'm hot. Hot as the pot, I will. Hot as the clock, my heel. Hot as the fire. Hot as the 4th of July. Hot as the hot, no lie, no lie.
That's at the Beano the Boss right there, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Muskogee stand up. Y'all already know. But check this out, man. We got to switch tempos. We got to switch tempos, man. I got to send some love, man, some big motivation and inspiration out there to one of the famos, man, up in Nebraska, Dale Nice, man. This is one of my favorite artists, man. The sound, the lyrics, the songs, man, just take you back to a time when that R&B music was the type of music that was mostly vibed to. You feel me? Where that R&B music, man, was the type of music that actually was having us doing things that R&B music supposed to have us do. You dig? The woman wasn't worrying about being with no shooter. She was worrying about being touched right. She's worried about being talked to right. She's worried about being treated right. She's worried about being eaten right. She's worried about being kissed right, being held right, caressed right. All that type of stuff, man, that came with that good, real R&B. Not none of that R&B shit we got now, man. I don't know what that is. That's like our rap, our gangster R&B. I don't know. But it ain't R&B. You dig? Not that, that's not how I see it. That real R&B, man, caused a lot of people out there to be here right now today. You dig? To be here right now today, you dig? Say, your parents was jamming that R&B music, man. And guess what? Your little ass or your old ass now is right here breathing and sucking up air just like the rest of us. You dig? That good R&B, man. Before we get into it, though, I got to check in with my famo, man. Big Mike, what's happening with you?
What's up, famo?
Man, you already know we here getting it in, man, jerking, man. And I got to say, appreciate you coming to the show, man. I know you be coming, and I know you love dropping your knowledge and your insight out there to reach the people, man, and push your message out there. So definitely, definitely salute, man, every time you come on. And also, man, I got to send you that link to the website so that you can let your people know, man, that a lot of your episodes, man, will be at the top so they can just go on there, man. They can find them right at the top. No worries, easy peasies, man. What you think about that?
Man, that's good work, man. That's good work, famo. All we gotta do is just keep pushing. And the more we, you know, reach, the better it'll be. You know, reach one, teach one.
There it is. Now let me ask you a question, Big Mike, man.
Other than that, man, I was sick, man, for like 2 days, man. Now what
man,
I did?
Man, I know you
I
was telling
go,
me.
I didn't go panic and go, you know, want to get no shot and thinking about all like that. All I did was set my ass down, and I got some rest, and I drunk some water, and I just got stuff out of my system. I ain't eat nothing, so I was like, okay, let me just ride this out. Next thing you know, hey, I'm back in.
Back at it, man, like you ain't never left. Be a lesson, man. Sometimes it's what it take, man. A lot of people go crazy in them times, man. But y'all see Big Mike back at it, ready to get it, man. Got to ask you a question, though, Big Mike, man. R&B music,
what's
man.
What's up?
Do you remember when R&B music was R&B music? I know
do,
man. I know you got a lot of game and knowledge and years on you, man. I know you remember when R&B music was R&B music.
Yes, sir.
Well, check this out, man. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, when it was R&B that we know, you know, niggas treated women right.
Yeah.
Because that music was talking about loving the woman, treating the woman right, talk to the woman, love and caress the woman, put the woman first, niggas. Don't, not the game, you know, mm-hmm. Niggas was telling us that.
Right.
So
it's real. It's real.
Niggas was on real shit when it came to a woman. That's why you seen more, you know, dating, niggas getting married, niggas doing all kind of stuff like that. Now, you know, like you said, man, that new shit now, that's gangsta R&B.
And we gonna touch on that, man. We gonna touch on that too, man, where that shift went a little bit too, man. It'd be great to get your insight on it, man, from the, you know, the era that you done seen out here, man, leading all the way up to now. I'm going to tie in with it. But this one right here, I'm going to introduce you to this artist, man. We're going to play his music. Like I was saying, very, very cool brother, man. Name is Dale Nice up there in Nebraska. Man, I'm going to say this. If I can get Dale Nice down here to Muskogee, Oklahoma in the summer of 2023, man, we going to run that shit up, you dig? Because his music, man, I feel like he ain't the only one, but his music, I feel, is that type of R&B music, man, that a lot of us R&B lovers love. You dig? So we get ready to get into a Big Mike, man. Sit back, check it out. This is what we're going to do, man. Tune our ears in, open our hearts up, man, because Dale Nice, that boy right here got it going on, man. That boy can sing, man. I rock with it. Let's get it, man. First one up, this one is Imaginary Lane. Imaginary Lane, Dale Nice. Come on, Nation Forever Radio.
Matters to me, want some deep inside, doing inappropriate things, I know that you're lying, and this is a celebration when I'm rubbing on your body. I ain't got no patience, yes I got the time. I'll have you tossing and turning and thinking about me. Your beautiful face, it knocks me right on my feet. They say it never rains in Southern California. None of that matters when I got my hands on Gloria. It's like a real life fantasy, baby, that come true. I'm willing to do it all for you. Let me take you to a place you ain't never been. I'm talking about a place I know that you gon' love. Take you to a place. I'm talking about imaginary land. Baby, come closer, I wanna feel your warmness. I get the chills up my spine every time you walk right by. Frankly, as possible, the time is just right and perfect when I get you all alone. Your life to the finest things. I wanna make it true and never impossible. Baby, drop in your location, I'll be your demonstration, and I'll be finally to show you what you've been waiting for. My true colors comes out when we behind them closed doors. Give it to me more and more, your body I can't ignore. Make it come true, I'm willing to do it all for you.
Yeah. want you to tell me, baby. Tell me how bad you want me. Tell from the way you look at me.
One more, we give y'all one more, then we gonna put back to you, Chuck. You dig? My famo, Dale Nice, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. And we got two more new songs from me too, man. That y'all stay tuned, man. In the upcoming episodes, you gonna be able to hear them that we drop, man. Y'all go check his videos out. He got videos out on YouTube. Jerkin doing his thing, man. If you connected with me on social media, especially like on Facebook, man. I done tagged y'all and dropped some posts out there, man, with his name off in there and all that good stuff, man. Again, I'm going to say this, man. I'm going to say this. If we can get Dale Nice to Muskogee, Oklahoma, man, this summer 2023, man, that shit going to be crazy. We had to do something like a night of passion. You know what I mean? We got to bring the night of passion back. Bring them things back, you dig? We're going to speak on them things, too, but bring them things back, man. A night of passion and definitely have it laced, man. Get Dale Nice down here in Muskogee, man. Let him come do his thing, man. Let the people enjoy what he bring to the table and what he do, right? So I'm going to give y'all one more, man. I'm going to give y'all one more. Then we're going to come back and we're going to chop because we got to get it in, right? Dale Nice to set it off. Got a lot of y'all in the mood out there. And that's what we like, man. So we're going to get off into this, play this game. Let's go.
starting me and you. I'd rather for you, girl, to be the captain. I would do whatever you say. Something about this game, it has no rules. Let's play this game. I wanna play this game with player number one. Tell me, what's the mission? You got so much control of me. Use it wisely. Once I enter this castle, I ain't taking my time. I'ma make it to the top to save you.
Nice, man. Let me bring Femo on Big Mike. Big Mike, man, let me get your opinion, man. What you think of Dale Nice's music?
That's a good music, man. That's a good music. That's all right. You know what I'm saying? How he got the beat, you know, and what he talking about. If I know gangbanger this, in the street this shit.
All right. I see you. Let's hear that. Got to say again, big shout out to my fellow man, Jag the Official, as well, in the lab, doing his thing, man, getting it in. Big shout out to Femo, man. Got some major moves coming in the play. So big shout out to him. Get it in, Femo. Do your thing. Man, we already know what he get in, how he do it on the music, man. So that's at point, man. Big shout out to Femo, man, holding it down, doing what he's doing. Pork Belly's Nation update, man. Y'all already know, if y'all been following us, man, we got to let y'all know the update, man. Yeah, man, we just spread it to the pork industry as well, man. And we got other livestock too, man. But Pork Belly's Nation is one of the main ones that we pushing, that we doing. Handed out a couple more contracts the other day, two more. So brought two more on the team, man. We got another one. Go track down and get, man, but alive and well. All animals very healthy, doing very good, prosperous. We will be breeding 2023 this year, man. So mark my words, I'm gonna put it out there, man. Hey, that blue and gold, we coming for it. You dig? We coming for that blue and gold, man. We might have like a poll or something, put it up on social media, something, let people vote on different colors. But we coming for that. We coming for that spot, man. Also, man, all your pork cuts, all that, man, we got you. You got you. Even for your roasters, man. A lot of people don't have access, man, to roasters, halves and wholes, you know what I mean, for family vacation, family get-togethers, family reunions, these type of things. So we're going to be able to offer that to the people as well, man. And also, man, it's certain types of pork, man, that a lot of people don't have access to because it's more of an expensive pork, you know what I mean, type of meat. So we did our research, man. We went tracking people down. We found out where they was. We went and got them. We brought them back right here to Muskogee, you dig? So we will be able to offer that same type of pork, man, that in most places it'll break your pockets to get. We'll be able to offer that, man, to the people, man, at a very, very cheap and more beneficial price to them, to their pocket. Also, man, Everybody out there that like that rabbit meat, we got you coming on the rabbit meat as well. Some more healthier, more leaner type of meat. You know what I mean? So definitely check with us on that. We got that in the making. Also, your eggs. If you're from a Muskogee or you're around Muskogee, man, you like those good natural eggs that taste like real eggs, holla at us, man. We got them too. Chicken eggs and duck eggs. We got those. All animals doing nice, man. Healthy is a beautiful thing, man. And getting back into it and getting into it deeper and deeper and deeper and meeting new people and learning, man, and the production and how everything is going is a blessing. So say thankful for us, you know, being able to do that, step into that lane. But, you know, Pork Belly Nation, man, we got our hands in a little bit of everything. We got a couple more things we're going to step into, man, outside of what people typically have seen us do this year, man. Not really going to say too much about it, but some major moves, man. A lot of work been going on behind the scenes, so we happy about where we going and where we headed. But definitely, man, hey, check us out. So we got, man, when I'm coming to the Pig Gang, we all over the board on the Pig Gang, you dig? So we in there, man. That Main and Lisa, man, everybody been asking me about the pig sheet, man, that had posted the picture of, man, and that's your Main and Lisa, you dig? And that's one of the porks right there that's an expensive pork. It's like the Kobe beef, you know what I mean? The Kobe beef, that's what it's like to pork, you dig? So we're going to be able to offer you a different type, man, not just your fatty pork, you know what I mean? Although we're going to have that for y'all that like that too, but we're going to have it all the way down to your lean cuts, man. So big shout out to you, man. We definitely got you. So when the time comes, man, we got some things. We've been working with a couple food truck owners as well, and we got some things with them, man, that we're going to do. And I know over here on the east side, man, we got a couple of the restaurants, man, Spanish restaurants that we've been working with, talking with. So we got a lot of good things on the board, man, a lot of good things on the tape. Big Mike, man. Big Mike, I believe 2023, man, I believe, like I said, and I say this all the time, everybody that planted them seeds or planted good seeds, you know what I mean, took care of them or whatever, I see that for a lot of people, man. I see them coming to harvest this year already, and I believe everybody stay in there and walk in there, man, they're going to be able to see even more blessings by the end of this year going into the next year, man, which they already be rocking and rolling. So I know we ain't slowing down this way. We're going to get it in and stay getting it in, man. But we got an open topic, too, right? We got the open topic, man. And on the open topic, y'all, like I said, y'all know, ain't nothing off limits. But that's also one of the things I wanted to talk about, man, was with the mindset with the R&B music. And it's a perfect example, man, to be able to use a reference base on, you know what I mean, when it comes to us and women. Because, you know, R&B music was the R&B music of some of the styles like their nice music. We was playing along those lines, man. It was a different message, a very different message. And a lot of us vibe with that because of that message. But slowly somewhere, man, it started turning back to the gangster rap kind of, you know what I mean, and mixed in. And you got a lot of rappers, you know, that's like singers now, and I don't know, a lot of weird shit, but the R&B music ain't the same. The message to the ladies ain't really the same in some instances. Sometimes, you know, they talking about the same thing. A lot of them be talking about humping, that type of shit. You know, that's what a lot of R&B music did. So that part is on there, but just the delivery and the presentation is a lot different now. Big Mike, you still on there with me?
Yeah, I'm still on here. I had to step away from, well, I put it on mute. I had to talk to my daughter.
Oh, no, you good, man. Let me ask you, where do you see, or even in your viewpoint, man, where the music, like you were speaking on earlier with the R&B, man, where it went to, have you seen, I mean, I know you have, but what's your thoughts on the transition that the R&B have, or even the elimination of that type of R&B?
Well, it started with the culture, what the people want to hear. You know, what the people want to hear. Back then, what we wanted to hear, we were going to parties, you know, parties after junior high school. All we wanted to do was hump. You know, we called it humping.
Right.
We weren't putting it in. We were humping. We thought we were thinking we were putting it in. So we was enjoying that kind of music because all they were talking about was bumping and grinding and that. That was enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got people now that is doing stuff that you didn't do until you was 20, like 19, 18. They doing it now at 14, 13, shit like that. So it done changed. So they just adapting to what the people want to hear.
Right.
Man, they want to hear about talking about pills. They want to hear talking about pills. And they'll make a song talking about pills. Next thing you know, this nigga get rich. Oh, they want to, sex is teen pregnancy is up. Maybe you want to talk about the teens. See, they give these niggas ideas once they you know, sell they self. You know,
right.
People don't know that's actually what you do. You sell yourself. Now,
we don't even have groups. I've been saying this for a long time, man. We used to have R&B groups. One of my favorite, R&B groups of all time, man, is H-Town. You feel me? I feel like H-Town is like one of the best R&B groups, you know what I mean, of my era that I know of, you know what I mean, that came and do it. And I'm big on music and groups, you know, all the way back to my favorite artist is George Clinton. But H-Town, man, I don't see a lot of groups that was fucking with H-Town. But you can't find no H-Town right now, Big Mike, man. You can't find no H-Town, man. I don't know no popular scale or no mass scale.
Well, that was because, man, H-Town was very disciplined. Like, they moved, they songs was about bumping and grinding, but they were still nice to the ladies. You got R&B rappers calling them bitches.
Jack the Official say, ain't no such thing as R&B music out here no more. That's what Jag say.
No, it's going to take, like Famo, you play somebody that just going to have to be different, willing to step in the gap and fill that void. It's going to have to be people like that because these brothers is selling themselves. And after they get your first little songs out of you and they see how much you worth and how much you germinate, when come next time to talk about that contract, it ain't going to be your songs no more. It ain't going to be your ideas no more. That's
and
how
they say,
a lot
they
of the
say
music
when
sounds.
It was, and a lot of people might know this, but they say that when R&B merged with hip-hop, it was around like in the New Jack Swing area, like in the late 80s. But then
that's what
in the early 2000s, the auto-tune era, rappers started singing their melodies, and it started to replace having to basically say, like, book a traditional R&B artist to sing your hook, like, say, a Chris Breezy or some shit like that, right? Like, you had to do that because people started getting off into the auto-tune and shit. Now, could you tell about that, just what they go off of is saying in the New Jack Swing area in the late 80s? But then in the 2000s, that was the rise of the auto-tunes, and it lead to where rappers start singing their own melodies and lyrics and these type of things up until we have now. Have you seen that through that timeline?
Yeah, I believe that. How you think we got Drake?
Yeah.
This nigga really can sing better than he raps. But because he's so good and gifted, he good at both.
Mm-hmm.
But he really sing better than he rap. So when they averse that shit and twisted like that, oh, it took out R&B, man. They like, damn, this nigga sang and rap.
Yeah. And that's what they said. They say, you know, it when the R&B merged with the hip hop. And those eras started from the New Jack Swing era in the late 80s, leading up to now. Of course, you got to throw out the auto-tune era, man, because the auto-tune era created and spawned a lot. And I know a lot of people don't rock with it. A lot of people don't like it. But the creativity that did come out of it You know what I mean? And we know where it originally started from, and we know, you know, we know the history of that sound. But it did spark a wave that tons and tons of people was able to, you know, get their awareness, get their notoriety of all that good stuff. You know what I mean? Was able to get their message out there. So it did shift the culture when it came to music, especially with rap and R&B.
Yeah, it did. I mean, think about it. If I can sing and rap, what I need to pay Mary J for?
Right.
That save up a bunch of money. I ain't gotta go sign. I ain't gotta go tell Casey and JoJo to come sign this hook for me. So it put a lot of damp on people getting money, and it made a lot of these niggas who know how to rap try to sing now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, niggas ain't even paying people to do hooks no more. They on now talking about, hey, man, come on, man.
And R&B at one point in time for a long time was the number one music genre in the world.
Yes. But then what happened? I told people, they told you not to whoop your kids. They told you not to whoop your kids. You bit the bait.
So this is
the outcome of not whooping kids. We got a lot of little monsters out here now.
That's true. We speak about that too, man. And when it comes to like songs about, especially from males, with songs to or rapping about a woman or you know, what I mean, a female, you know, what I mean, 9 times out of 10, that ain't how they address them. But hey, whatever, you know, what I mean, each own. But you can even tell the mindset at when it comes to a woman through the lyrics and through the music now versus back then, and you can go further way back past H-Town, you know what I mean, to find that as well. You don't really hear a lot of black folks or just people in general talking a lot about blues artists as much no more. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Have you noticed at one point in time, man, black folks used to talk about different blues artists, especially your older black folks, and I know that because a lot of those are gone and passed off now, and now the older folks now are more into this type of rap. An 18-year-old can make it, you know, from the hood, from the gutter, from the bottom of the gutter, right, and come out with a song that relates to his age group and his demographic. And you got people who are grandmothers and grandfathers now that'll jam that song, you know what I mean, all day long when it come on, turn up to it, man, get jerky with it and all that type stuff. But you don't hear that rhythm in blues no more. You don't hear them. You know, you got your few old schools ride around, you know what I mean, you can hear them jamming that rhythm in blues. But it was funny because I had pulled up one time, true story, no blow up. I had pulled up one time, man, on a block, man, and it was like, you know, two trucks, you know, old school cat. There was a truck full of old school cats, a couple of old school cats. And it was like the music was reversed. See, I was jamming, you know what I mean, like some rhythm and blues, like some real rhythm and blues music. They was jamming some, you know, like Kodak Black type music. And the shit was funny because I was like, damn, I'm looking at them, they looking at me. I'm like, shit, man, it seemed like I should be over there listening to what they listening to, and they should be listening to what I'm listening to, because they had a good, man, I'm going to say, what, man, the age I am, they had a good 20-some years on me. You know what I mean? A good 20-some years on me. And I know music is music. It is what it is. But at that age, you still feeding yourself and your system with those type of things. And see, that's what women at that age, too, got to look at, man, that be going for them type of men. You got to look at it. They still feeding their system. Yeah, we love music. We love music, right? But come on, man. You can't say that if they still feeling their system with that type of stuff, you can't say that ain't playing out in their real life. Because a lot of them still cheat. So, I mean, that right there can be case closed right there. Big Mike, what you think?
Man, I'd have laughed if I'd have seen it.
A lot of them ain't strong.
it's a lot of these men ain't grow up. They ain't grown up. I mean, you in a 50-year-old body, but you stuck in 20. You know what I'm saying?
That's deep right there.
Yeah,
that's
you
deep.
Stuck. And
what
you
happened to
you really, you, yeah, you really look crazy. You know what I mean?
I mean,
back in our days, remember we had them uncles used to tell us, boy, act your age.
Yep.
I didn't understand what that was until I got a little bit old, and I was like,
you had to get a little bit older.
I don't supposed to be acting like that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
supposed
to be listening to that kind of music. Yeah, I know y'all my boys, y'all my homeboy, but I'm up in age, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I feel like with music too, music is music. So, you know, it ain't, you know, we all say it ain't, you ain't got to be a certain age limit to listen to it. But it's like, if that's the majority of the music that you filling your system with, you know what I mean? Like, that's the majority of the music you filling your system with. It's still from that type era with that music that's intense. Man, I don't know. That shit be crazy to me.
We can do a statistic. We can go rent. We're gonna rent out a building, and we're gonna start it with blues, and then we're gonna give them the rap. I guarantee you that rap energy crap, somebody gonna go crazy in that bitch.
Yeah.
No mean that is you. You know, you just giving out to the public trying to let people have a good time. But the music that they rap give and all of that energy that's into it, and then you got the people who been getting drunk all day before they got in her, and now they high, now niggas feeling themselves and all that. Say, I'm telling you, but you play that old school shit, oh, man, everybody going to go home, everybody going to be happy, feeling good, waiting for the next weekend.
And you know what you had said, man, from a report on all this what we talking about. And y'all go check it out if y'all go to, if y'all into that, man, thefactorytimes.com, man. And Big Mike he had mentioned Drake earlier, right? I'm going to go, you know, break down just a little portion of what they put in this report, man. And it goes perfectly along with Big Mike just said, man, when it comes to this R&B music, man. And they start off and they say R&B is dying for a few reasons. You know what I mean? It started talking about the record sales. So it competes heavily with hip hop in the term of record sales and radio airtime. So, you know what I mean? Today, you can count on how many hands your R&B songs you done heard even on your radio today. Well, not on this radio, but we can play them. We're going to play some more. But on your major radio, they talking about like your FM station, these type of things, man. R&B songs used to, when you heard them, you know what I mean? You can recognize them because of some of the things that they talked about, right? Now, the R&B is, you know, about drugs and just drugs and sex that come along with that, right? But they say another reason for it is also the infusion of hip-hop and R&B into a single genre. They say now it's very hard to distinguish the two sometimes because rappers sing and singers rap. One of the artists that does this the best, this is what they saying, is Drake's. They say Drake is like a hybrid artist. And if you think about it, that shit crazy. He is kind of, just like what Big Mike is saying. But that right there, the money, what stood out to me, all that other stuff is good, you know, cool. But the money, the decline in record sales. So the money showed that us, the people, started putting more of our attention, our support, our energy, and all of that away from the whole genre itself of R&B and moved right on along to the infusion of hip-hop and R&B and all that shit, man. And now that's why it took over. Because the money then showed it. They always say follow the money, right? So the money then showed it that people started spending less, viewing less, listening less, attracted less to that type of R&B and more into where you got the rappers singing and the singers rapping. So, like you said in the beginning,
It was us.
Hey, that nigga getting two checks. He's so cold,
yeah.
He getting two checks. He getting an R&B check and a rap check.
Yeah.
I can't knock him for his hustle. I can't knock him for his hustle. Nigga good.
Oh, no.
But, like you just said,
we took
our focus.
He took it perfect. Yeah.
We took our focus. You think he wasn't looking at that? Or the people who invested in him didn't let him know that?
Be real, man. When you get ready to have sex with a lady, right? Or if you a lady out there, y'all get ready to have sex with a man, your sexual partner, whatever, right? And if you put on the top 10 songs right now, and we talking about the top 10 songs that your major platforms like that, they, you know, where they major in that sense, but not really in the elevation sense of what they do, but it is what it is. But if you play 10 top 10 songs, man, is that going to really give you the mood that you need, man, that's going to keep you in the mood that whole entire time? Hell no, nah, man. That's why people go to Pandora. People go to, you know, YouTube, Spotify, these things, man, because it's not going to get you there. It's not going to get you there. So, to me, that tells that people still want that R&B, that real R&B. It's a lot of people that was like us that was heavily into the other type of stuff that then been through life a little bit, you dig, and coming back to some of those emotions, coming back to some of those feelings, to a more peaceful, calmer type life, or that's what we after, these type of things. So the R&B music and the neo-soul music and these type of things come back into play heavily because of where we at in our lives now. A lot of us in our lives now, it's like, shit, man, I ain't really trying to be out here in the streets. You know what I mean? Damn, man, I ain't really trying to have 10 chicks, man. Man, shit, I got one. I don't want another one. You know what I mean? I just want this. So a lot of us, you know, got to these certain points in our life, and the other side of the music goes against where we at now. And like you said, A lot of men, see, when we get to that crossroad like that, they don't want to let go. They don't want to let go. They don't want to let it go. Nah, man, they don't want to let go because then they feel like they're going to seem less cool. That's why they scared to let the grades and stuff show. You don't want to let the grades show. They want to darken the grades and all that type stuff so they can seem a little bit younger. I get it and all that, but man,
you see? But then I mean, you when you put that shit on your face, you living a lie.
Yeah, you living a lie.
Your shit ain't black, nigga.
Your shit gray. People want to look and appear to look like what they supposed to, but that's another form, man, of not wanting to accept where you at in life. Because a lot of men try to keep that younger look. Yeah, because a lot of men are younger women. I mean, a lot of them gonna be mad at me, but I'm just being real, though. You feel me? And I done had several older-ass men here, my pops and them age, I talk to get mad at me when I start speaking on certain things. But it is what it is. I understand wanting to look good, but and being able to embrace where you, I just say that, being able to embrace where you at in life looks way better.
Exactly.
Being able to embrace wherever you at in life, man, looks way better. And some shit, I feel like some shit you got to let go. Because if I pull up on you, say you my pops age, and every time I see you, you know what I mean? That's what you jamming, that hardcore gang shit. But then when you see me, I'm on some level. You know, I got like R&B love music going on. So you can hear some music. You might have some steady mood. You might hear some funk. I play a lot of funk when I'm out riding, doing my thing solo. So, you know, I play a lot of that music, man. A lot of R&B, a lot of blues, old school, this type of shit. If I don't never see you or hear you pulling up jam or none of that shit, but I'm always seeing you at the gas station. I'm passing you almost every day. Shit. Man, to each his own, but that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yep.
Because your spirit is still satisfied with just that.
With the crazy music.
That's why, I had a deep conversation about older men in those range, man, and still hustling, and then they get caught up,
And then, you know, everybody be like, oh, man, you know, they got the OG. Somebody snitched on him. Oh, man, the OG this, OG that.
Man, nobody snitched on him. Them niggas being sloppy.
And the thing about it is, if you your late 50s and 60s and all that, and you, you know, you have to go through that, you got to look at yourself and say, I am the reason. I am one of the reasons why my community has a drug problem, a drug infestation. I am one of the reasons why a lot of people's houses that got broken into, cars that got stolen. Now, you didn't make the choice to do it, but you knew what you was pushing, and you knew what it caused, and you knew what it caused people to do it. At that age, if you had still kept that going on, you hadn't learned nothing in life as a man. As a man, mm-hmm. at that age, you should not want to keep pushing death and destruction out here to your community. And so how I look at it, a lot of people are mad at me, I don't give a damn, but how I look at it was like, shit, I'm not finna say free nothing, OG. I ain't finna say, that's not just me. I know everybody got to live their life, and I ain't knocking nobody for how they do it, but it's the mindset. And see, that same mindset is the reason why we got young men that'll follow right behind that. Because if they go through that, they know if they go through that situation, shit, the people out here going to still look at them the same. Going to still look at them like they somebody, like they an upstanding person, right? But if you that old and you still got that shit going on, dog, you got to sit down. If you, why you got the, you, why you still got time and God blessing you, you got to sit down and you got to reevaluate your way of thinking, man. Because if you didn't push that much out there for so long and you expect people to feel sorry for you when you get locked up or you go down, you selfish.
Hey,
you selfish.
I got a theory that my partner gave me a long time ago, man. I used to go to weed houses, right?
Yeah.
And niggas used to see me through the little peephole. And I can hear them in the back. Yeah, you know, I can hear them through the door. They like, why you ain't opening the door, nigga? Man, all I see is a shirt. That's what they say. All I see is a shirt. What? So they'll peep through to look at me and say, oh, it's a big nigga. And the nigga who trapped it, be like, man, that's Big Mike, bro. So I asked one day, and I was like, bro, why niggas be acting like that, bro? Like, be acting like that, like, they don't know a nigga or they don't want to fuck with a nigga on shit when a nigga ain't even showed you no type of leeway that you don't need to fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never gave you no reason not to fuck with me or not to like me or nothing. So why be coming out just like that? Boy, my partner told me the really shit of it, dog. He said, Mike, some of these niggas been so faulty and phony in their life and undid false shit that they don't know when that shit gonna come back on their ass. So they scared of people like you. Because, nigga, you a stand-up motherfucking guy, nigga. You a man, nigga. And, nigga, Freddie and shit, nigga. A lot of these niggas don't want to fuck with a nigga. That because, nigga, and they be having shit in their mind that they think a nigga will do to them or whatever. That because you done so much shit in your life that was so fucked up that you know one day niggas gonna come back on you. You just don't know when it's gonna come back.
See that.
And I always used to wonder that, man, like, damn, why a lot of motherfuckers? I mean, you could be the realest motherfucker in the room, man.
Nigga don't
want to fuck with you. Nigga don't want to fuck with you. Nigga want to fuck with these flunkies. And wondering why they pound coming up missing, nigga stealing this, nigga stealing that. That's because I learned.
Yeah.
You know, I learned birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
I can't be mad at these niggas because they got these flunkies on their team. Nigga, he a flunky. He letting flunkies be on his team. He a flunky.
Yeah. Because in this stage of life, if you're a flunky in this stage of life, you have already proven you don't want to be anything else.
You know what I mean? At this stage, at this point in time, like, you have chosen that, hey, this is, I'm going to be a flunky. This is what I want to do.
I'm going to be a crash dummy. I'm going to head in.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I mean? So, well, right, Joe.
So
I
you
kind of
scared.
That's your choice. You're the only one can pull yourself out. Yeah. Pretty scared to be yourself.
But
he's
living
kind of
scared.
Too, man.
He's living scared.
I see. Yeah, I see a lot of people, too, scared to want to really be themselves.
Who they are. Who they are, because ain't no truth in them. Ain't no truth in them. They playing. They playing, I hear. Because they real truth, they real true self, shit, they think you going to laugh at that. Or that's see, they call that weak now. And I just be tripping with these folks out here. I just sit and listen to them, and I be like, boy, they really gone. Like, this generation gone for real. Like, they listen to this music,
okay.
And they think that shit, they listen to that music, and they think that shit is real, bro.
It's real life. And that's like,
man,
what I hate saying these, all these major artists' names and stuff like that, but that's like with Blueface, right? Okay. A lot of people, you know, before certain things that he started doing to his social media, a lot of fans and people like that, you know what I mean, that was rocking with him and that type of stuff, believing one image that certain things start happening. Now, a big one is with your young thug and his whole squad, man, and the things that they going through now. And I be telling folks, especially rappers and young people, when you see this right here show you that when you mix
you better
that
learn.
Real life stuff in the wit is not supposed meant to be real life, that's what's going to happen. Your whole life is going to be dealing with that type
really?
Of shit, and then they going everything you work for going to be taken away from you because what you
Damn.
See is not real. When you see the artists in the videos, they're not actually living in these damn islands and shit like that. A lot of them
no,
cars,
man.
Really they
no.
cars and this type of thing. But it's the perception. And the perception gets a lot of the younger minds trapped, thinking that that's really what it is. So they feel like they can still be out here on the streets, still do the street shit, you know, and everything to come along with it out here, you know what I mean? And go on and be a successful entertainer while still doing things in the streets. And it don't work like that because you mixing what's real with what's not supposed to really be real, just supposed to look and sound real. Being the music industry and shit, can't be in the entertainer. You can't be out here in the street really doing street shit like that and be
a famous entertainer.
It don't work like that, man. You don't. Now, if you portray that, you can portray that because that's profitable. That's lucrative. But when you really using that, you really doing that, then that's when people start taking losses. Brands and labels start getting embarrassed and they start having to drop promotions and people start pulling away and you start fooling with people's pockets. That's a no-no. But long as you portray it and, you know, you just portray it, but you ain't really living it, everybody was tripping over 6ix9ine. And, you know, I said what I said because I was laughing the whole time because I know the level of guidelines we didn't slip ourselves into. 6ix9ine didn't do nothing
right.
But show people how the game really worked. You ain't really supposed to be out
That's
here
it.
In the streets living that shit when you get into the music industry or the entertainment lane and you done made it to that level. You're supposed to let all that go. You ain't really supposed to be out here exactly living that. But see, a lot of the youth don't realize that. They think you can
nope.
still be that while you got millions and all this. You're going to end up dead
no.
or they're going to end up taking it from you.
You cannot
it's
be like
entertainment,
this.
No matter how you look at
ahead.
It, it's just entertainment.
Go ask C-Murder. Go ask Boosie.
Man, come on with it.
Go ask them guys, can you still do this street shit and still be an entertainer, a rapper and shit? Hell no. Nah. They'll tell you straight up, hell no. Nah.
Don't work like that.
You better let that shit go. That shit don't work like that. You better let that shit go. But
yeah,
see, they
man.
Can say that. They can say that. They can say that. See, a lot of people don't know why they can say that. That's because he done put years in the game. He's sitting
right.
on 2, 3, 4,
right.
5 million. He can say that.
Mm.
But these youngsters that signing this contract looking for that hot deal, man, they ain't ready for what come with that shit.
And they don't believe it because you know what? Out here, when we tell, when people, certain people tell them stuff, or certain people put the information out there of what it's really like, they don't believe it. They don't believe it because they so sucked up into what this culture's been painted to be and been shifted to be now. So even when they see it, they see folks tell them, not like, say, folks like us. We just say folks in their lane, like when they get on YouTube and they see their favorite stars and they, you know, people, ODs and all that, when they see them start speaking the real truth about the industry and stuff, man, they don't even care. And when you got a people, when you got a people like that, you dig, then you can, anything you throw at them, they going to accept. Because now you can put the truth right in front of their face and they going to turn their head. At that point, man, you'll be able to lead them anywhere you want them to go.
Now you see it. You can lead them anywhere you can want them to go. No wonder iPhone
started with. I got a feeling in a couple of years that damn rock rap music where they be hollering and talking about like a bunch of death and rah, yeah. They done mix rap with that shit now. And it's gaining a lot of popularity, man, in certain countries. I believe that's going to come to the United States, man, and it's going to be like, but it's a lot of like evil type energy, man. Yeah. Like,
Now
watch this. Built up, but that shit coming.
Now watch this. I was watching the news this morning before I go to work. I always put the news on before I go to work because I want to, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Why it was 46 tornadoes hit in every different parts of the country.
Oh, yeah. Seen it.
Now niggas want to worry about niggas want to talk about their money. And how much jewelry you can get or whatever, your house and all that shit. Yeah, you can live to get all that shit. It's cool. But what you going to do if 46 of them hoes all come together?
Man.
I don't think you got control over that.
I don't think guns can
stop that motherfucker. Niggas better stop playing with God down here, man.
So that's when you know you better be right with your maker. You know what I mean?
Man, people better stop playing like this, man. This man don't exist.
Right with your maker.
46 of them.
Mm-hmm.
46, Samo. What about
that's just like
double?
The Euphrates, man. The Euphrates been drying up too. And you know they speak about that in the Bible about when
and that's
the Euphrates was drying up. Yeah.
And that's a prophecy.
People honky dory, they think now that's a conspiracy. No, it ain't. That's a prophecy.
Now why them folks over there right now is terrified saying that they hear sounds up under the lake?
Coming from and look, the water receded and now they starting to hear. I mean, come on, man. Depending on how you believe, man, it's happening all
come
around.
Come on, man. People better stop playing.
We gonna get into that, man. But I wanna drop this track because it go along with what we talking about right now, man. And what I was just saying too about the music crossing, like how they said R&B and hip hop merged together. Right now, I was just speaking about like your that type of music, man. It brings a certain type of energy. Now, depending on with me, the position that I play in this, man, I had to learn how to be receptive of all types of music and genres, no matter if it's the music genre that I like or the artist I like or none of that, man. It's time I've been doing this to so many people, so many songs that I done had to listen to and break down and all that. I done learned how to, you know, look at the message in each song, no matter what it sound like. And it's hard for people to do that. You know, it's hard to listen to a song and not hear the beat. Now that's when you really beat with this shit, when you can listen to a song and totally block out the beat and just hear the lyric. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes, you know, people can do it with the beat and block out the lyric. But when you can block out the whole beat and just hear, you know, the message what people talk about, you know what I mean? You can see that.
I mean,
the message in it.
I mean,
you can be receptive. Not agree, but you can be receptive.
You're a real artist if you can do it without a beat.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
If you can say
now, this
if
right
you can
here,
say, hey, let me hear
what
something.
I was just talking about. What I was just talking about, man, that energy. This right here, man, is for artists. This is out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, man. See, I'm going to show you how when I said it was coming, I wasn't playing. It's coming. It's here, man. We're going to get into it this space. When we come back, I'm going to see. You're going to see the difference in the vibe, in the feel, in the tension. But we got to do it, man, because, hey, we play it all. But it goes into what we're talking about tonight.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
It's your boy Spades. This song right here, I know a lot of my people are going to understand it. Let's go. Stop like I'm Ryu. Two kicks onto the neck. Bruce Lee, that's what I'ma do. Start a riot with my white friends. Black friends, you can jump in. If you wanna get froggy, go ahead and leap it. Right, I'ma jump in like a fucking goat. Hey, I feel it down like you fucking road. Me, what you mean? Going on the top, I can feel the beat. I feel the beat freezing. What you mean controlling? On the top I'm blowing. Matter of fact, she's stroking. On my dick. On the top, I'm going to get my green. My right, please. Start a riot, please. Start a riot, please. Start a riot, please. Riot, 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 riot. Start a fucking riot.
Hey, man, Mitch, that's our Spades on that one right there, man. Hey, I got to keep 100K, man. No blow up. I got to be real honest about this. Like, you know, I went to the high too, man, but, you know, I did go to Hilldale High School. If you're from Muskogee, you know where that's at. You know, I went to Hilldale when I was in middle school and in high school, and I also when I went to Tulsa, I went to Victory Christian too. So I hung around, man. I grew up around just about any type of person there is, man, and I thank my moms for that because she put me in them positions, man, and I got to learn a lot. But me, type of person I am, man, you know, you can put me around anybody, man. I'm going to learn how to adapt and do what I got to do. And I used to listen to music just like that. You dig? I used to listen to music just like that, man. But it was, you know, rock. It wasn't like rap. It was like rock music, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like, you know, mixed with the rap or nothing like that. But to hear that right there, big shout out again to Spade. But you know what I mean? That's in your backyard. That's in your backyard right now, man. And it's coming, man. It's coming. And you can go to places like Italy. You know what I mean? Big shout out to the Spaghetti Mafia over in Italy, man. They doing their thing over there, man. And there's some artists over there that's getting banned. You know, they countries ain't even letting them hit the stage to perform because of the type of energy that they music put off. And they say because it causes them to riot and do certain things out there. So a lot of places banning them, man. So like I said, big shout out to Italy too, man. Big shout out to Paris. Big shout out to France, man. We got heavy listeners that way. We work with a lot of people out that way as well. So a lot of these artists, man, getting banned or something like that. I'm going to bring Big Mike on, man. And Mike, tell me, man, what energy did you feel track right there?
Man, I ain't going to lie to you, fam. Who let that nigga in the studio?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I don't knock a nigga if he got, you know, if you got a talent and you, that's your talent, do your thing, you know, that's all good. But damn, man, you going to just really speak negative energy like this?
That's what I'm saying.
He giving what the people want. The people, ain't that what they doing out here? Going crazy? Riding?
Yeah.
So when you get a song and you get a beat behind it, now, see, this is what niggas don't know. They don't do history. Listen, I'm going to get it to you real fast. When you put that beat behind them words, it becomes a symbol, like a sound brass. You'll turn it into a ritual. It's like you'll create a spirit, a wave.
Right.
Create something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You could be in the crowd. You can make everybody say, oh, everybody put your hands up. And everybody's hands go up. Nigga, you done got them. You got, they in the spirit. They in the wave. So now you can tell them, everybody jump out the two-story balcony. Nigga, they are doing it.
This is another new one to the list, man. We're going to play. And let's compare the energy. Let's compare the energy with the both two songs, man. And this is right here, Bitch Ass Style AJP, man, with Anomaly, man. First time played, first time aired right here on the show. Scully, stand up. Let it go.
I'm here to say that everything is happening, got baby. Claim that they trapping dogs, they get the pouncing and then get it out on the daily. Claim that they shooting niggas, but ain't no record of them living off of 380. But I can't call it though, niggas get money and then they start acting all crazy. I'm the anomaly, baby. 101 nigga, ain't no carbon copy. Bitch wanna ride on this bus like a jockey. Grinders, I'm going, can't nobody stop me. Got some demons I'm fighting internally. I take steps, but it is a long journey. In the mirror, who the fuck is you supposed to be? Overwhelmed, I let wellness wash over me. I got guns, but they for my protection. I got dope, but it's tied in investments. I had hoes that I banged in they mama crib, but my girl told me don't bring them up again. And that's all facts, no slack. I'm up on the score chest stats. I like heat and roll with no caps. I'm the rawest nigga breathing, no cap. I hear the stories, girl. I'm here to say that everything is capping out, baby. Claim that they trapping dogs, they get the pouncing and then get it out on the daily. Claim that they shooting niggas, but ain't no record of them living off of 380. But I can't call it though. Niggas get money and then they start acting all crazy. I'm the anomaly, baby. I'm over these niggas like a press up. Next what, bitch, I'm up now, fuck who next up. Catch up, killers will go paint his shirt like it's ketchup. Real ones, not ones that you pay to go best up. Press what, press who, please be respectful. I'm really him, I don't care about the next dude. You worry about bitches, this is who they might do. I'm worried about Texas to see if my bank cool. I know we different, I can't do no fuck shit. I shoot back, bitch, I heard that you duck quick. I fuck long, say she hate, I don't bust quit. Like us some chocolate, I ain't talking that. I'm the best bitch, fuck with calluses. I really spit shit that go overhead. You sound like them niggas will go ahead. I'm one to one, boy, like a double head on my granny's bed. I hear the stories, girl. I'm here to say that everything is cap and gown, baby. Claim that they trapping dogs, they get the pouncing and then get it out on the daily. Claim that they shooting niggas, but ain't no record of them living off of 380. But I can't call it though. Niggas get money and then they start acting all crazy. I'm the anomaly, baby.
Big ass out, man. AJP right there on that anomaly, man. Say,
Big Mike, man. We got a few others, man. This is good, man. This is great energy, man. Cousin Clay tied in right into what we're talking about, man. We have a couple other songs we're going to do, too. Tell me, man, what's your thoughts, man? What's your energy versus energy, man, from the song we broke, man, to that right there?
From the song you broke to that one, the second one's on some real shit. Like, he on some real shit. Like, I peeped it when he said, I got demons, but I got them put up. I got guns, but it's for my protection. I got hoes,
yeah.
But my girl told me don't bring them hoes up.
Yeah.
He headed in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? But the one thing I want to challenge him over, why it seems like y'all can't make songs without talking about killing people. Now, see, this is where we're going to find the real talent.
Yeah.
Because everybody can kill somebody. Everybody can kill somebody, bro. Everybody can. And then when I say that, that means back then they used to tell us, say, man, a scary nigga kill you, bro. A scary nigga kill you. He ain't got to be in no gang or none of that shit. Make him scared enough. Make him gnawed enough that he think his life in danger. So it's not a rap game. Everybody can talk about killing somebody. Everybody can talk about killing somebody. That's easy. I'm going to bust a nigga in the head. Heard what I said. Run around, nigga, talking about I kill him. Nigga, don't give a damn about the feds. Really don't give a fuck. Put a nigga ass up. Put him on a shirt. Fuck his whole family up. Anybody can talk about that shit.
Yeah. That's real.
Nigga, can you make a song without talking about that shit? Can you make a song without talking about that shit?
I feel you, man. And I talk to a lot of people, you know what I mean, that be on, you know, on that same level and that same type of time too, man. But I definitely feel you on that one, man. We got a few more we're going to get into. And I got to say, man, with AJT, man, very talented brother, man. You know, I never knew nothing about him, man, until I met him at a night at an event that I co-hosted with him, man. And I put it out there. If anybody ever seen me co-host, heard me co-host, anything like that, he on that same type of time like that, you know what I mean? And I feel like, you know, he the next generation of hosting He did some hosting on his, you know, different
and
before
you,
that too.
And I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna ask you this:
that boy
and,
got a lot of talent.
And his song not popular like the other boy's song?
His song get traction.
But the other boy's song more popular.
Man, for what the region that he at, and the demographics that he got that I've seen. Now, I ain't seen the other demographics, but with the first song that we played, I seen them demographics, and that boy get numbers.
So I mean, you got that many people out here that's on that shit now.
Right.
One thing I can say about this, Oklahoma, you know, when I moved on here, bro, I can say this about this boy. Y'all got a lot of people around here don't mind flying that they don't believe in God.
Oh, yeah, that's up.
And they be talking about witches and dark spirits, and I just be sitting there looking at them like,
hey, look, it's some witches here, man. Folks don't know it's witches here in the city. I know some personally. It's witches here, man. They be out and about mingling and everything, and folks don't even know. But I know. I didn't talk to with some of them, man, and it started me like they are no shit. And like they really, really, really with it. You know what I mean? Like, really, really with it.
Man,
like bells and all that. They really, really with a lot of that shit.
One thing about me and say, man, I come from a whole line of bloodline of real niggas, man, like real niggas down to do whatever, niggas doing live sentence, shit like that. Say, man, that one thing we don't play, nigga, I'm not finna fuck with no devil shit, man.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
fucked up, nigga,
I'm
you know
straight.
What I'm saying? I tell them, get your motherfucking ass away from me before you be in the hospital, because I don't play that shit. I'll beat your demon ass up, and your bitch ass be laying up fucked up. It's straight like
it's
that. Sometimes I be mad. They be flying with their chest out like they don't give a damn and talking all crazy. I be wondering, like, man.
Because they
just slap their motherfucking ass.
Yeah, man. But that's the energy.
That's that energy, man. And see, one thing about it, too, like even when I was growing up, man, in middle school, man, I had a partner, his whole family, they was all like that, man. And they used to stay out kind of like going towards Warner. And when you went to the house, man, you know, you could tell and these type of things, man. But anyway, it's they teach it. Some of them, man, they it's like us with religion, with a lot of people that's in religion. I'm spiritual. I ain't religious. I'm spiritual. So a lot of people that's inside religion, how they pass that down, and, you know, they got their things that they do, and they teach their kids, and, you know, they pass that down. It's just like that on that other side, too, man. On that other side, man, there's a lot of kids around here that's running around that's adults now that have been taught some of that same stuff. But see, you might not think it. You know, I went to school with a lot of people that have turned into law enforcement now, park rangers, feds, marshals, U.S. marshals, and these type things, right? And I know personally what the hell some of these people family shit was into. You dig? So people don't believe it, man, because they don't see it. And they feel like they don't see it, man. It's that perception, you know. But that shit real, man. Now, then we're going to do.
But see,
all right. We got these other ones.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you get it, and then we'll go into it. Go ahead, Big Mike.
Nah, I was just going to add on to what you said. I mean, if a person can't see that, you don't need to be fucking with that shit. That shit ain't only temporary. That shit ain't. That shit come with a prize. I ain't religious either. I'm spiritual. I'm all spiritual because that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was all spiritual. I went to the church before, but I ain't never catch it in the church like that. I found God in jail, in prison. So,
okay.
But nigga, you know, it's just the wrong thing to be dealing with, to sign a contract or anything, dealing with anything, dark forces. If you
and that's what, that right there, man, is the key. People got to, and I know what dangle in front of a lot of people's face, right? We know what dangle in front of a lot of people's face, man.
They're
but
bad.
Certain, and they
They're
can bad. Have that. Yeah, and it's certain you can have that. You can have that, man, but it's certain things that to be able to have that, and when you step into these things, man, these are some it's some stuff that's really waiting on you, man, and that's just the truth behind it. And it just depends on how you're trying to take it, man. Now, a lot of people got a message, and they want to get their message out there. But if you're looking to go into high and high and high all the way to the top like a Paul Young kid would want to go to the NFL, then you got to understand, man, what's really real about what's waiting at the top or what's waiting on your road to go up there. Now, I got to say big shout out to Jermaine Dupri, man, because he got a little show that come on. I ain't going to say a little show, but he got a show that come on, man, and he worked with artists. He done went and picked these different artists, you know, from different places. Y'all might have seen him or whatever, give him an opportunity to perform. And he man, he didn't brought in Kiki Palmer. I know he brought in Queen Latifah on one of them. You know, I just seen from what I'm watching, man, a big shout out to Dreams when I checked in with my brother, man, he put me on to it. And I like that show because it ain't no blower like when he working with him or when he talking to him and how he doing, you know, they gotta really come with it. They got to really be on point. They got their managers that's working with them and stuff like that. And I feel like that aspect of that show is very, very important to a lot of upcoming artists. Because a lot of upcoming artists that's older, they don't, you know, they ain't even going to pay attention to that type of show like that. But that's how the game really is at the top, man. You feel me? Like, you know, a lot of people, man, you never know who people know or who people connected to. So you could be connected to a person, man, who connected to somebody that is at the top or that's a major player at the top, you know what I mean, or who they've got information, they got knowledge and these type of things, right? So when you up there, man, when you up there, that game ain't no, it ain't no lollipop bubble gum where people just gonna fall down for you. You got to really be on your shit, and you got to really be about what you say you after. And what you after and what they know you after, you got to really be about that. And it ain't nobody that's going to say, ah, man, I know this going to hurt his feelings, so I ain't going to tell him now, nah, man, that wasn't it, man. You need to go put you on a wardrobe, dog. You shouldn't even come up here like that. See, that people, you say that now, and that it hurt a lot of artists' feelings and a lot of people's feelings, but that's how big business operates. You got to show up, looking the part, acting the part, performing the part, smelling the part. All that shit got to come into play. You got to come into play with the game that you stepping in and where it's going to take you. And you got to be prepared for that shit, man. You know what I mean? And that's what I said. That show right there, it shows that. It don't show like the American Idol and who's got voice talent and all that type shit. To me, that show right there show you that, look, it's a group of other people that have got to this same point as you. And every last one of y'all want to be at this spot. So everybody working their ass off, everybody trying to remember their bars, everybody making sure they perform right, everybody making sure their performance gear, their performance clothes is right. All of this I've seen in this show since I not only watched a couple episodes, you dig it, but I'm seeing all this. You know, I pay attention a lot. So I'm seeing all this, and I'm like, damn. But it, then, me, it's the shit that I already knew, right, just for me. So when you talk to artists, if I talk to an artist, and I tell an artist these type of things, they'll blow that shit off like I don't know what I'm talking about, right? But they'll sit down and watch that show, and that same thing that you could tell them, that man Jermaine Dupri is showing you right there, like, this shit ain't no bullshit, man. You can't show up to no photo shoot, no clothes that look like, you know, you've been wearing them every day, or that's something you usually wear on the weekends or shit like that. You know, that's one aspect of it. The next aspect is remembering your lines and bars while you perform in front of people. They'll put you down in front of four influential people, take away the whole, you see, that's what artists understand. When you really have your shot and it's that really that performance that matter, it ain't going to come when you in no club. It ain't going to come when you are in front of thousands of people and all of that shit. You're going to be in a room with a table full of the people that's getting ready to be behind you and the people that's putting the money down to get you through the door, and you're going to have to do a private performance. And when you do that, that private performance, guess what? You might look around and probably maybe one or two people in there going to look like you. Everybody else ain't even going to look like you, and that's going to be male and female. And that's the performance that's going to matter. That's the performance that's going to get you through the door or not, and then that's a whole nother story. But a lot of artists don't even know that. A lot of artists don't even know that. A lot of artists just see the big crowds and all that, and they shit it, and then they say, I don't want to perform if it's like four people. Well, damn. Shit, when it really matters, shit, you're going to be performing up in front of about 10 people, 12 people, maybe 20. The machine, you're going to see the faces of the machine. Go check out Bobby Shmurda. Go check out everybody that had made it famous. Go check out some of the situations they didn't have to in that performance in front of those people. You got to know what you have. You got to be prepared for when that opportunity comes. And a lot of them ain't prepared for when that opportunity comes because they focus on what they after is not what it is.
And then ask them what they do to get
Mixed
them.
Mixed that's Clyde Davis, too. I learned that from Clyde Davis, man. 100K, no blower. So just in case y'all want to know, man, y'all go whatever. But, yeah, Clyde Davis put me on to that.
This shit out of control, fam.
Go ahead, come on.
This shit out of control. No, that's all I was saying.
Yeah, man.
It's a negative
perception, deception too. Yeah, it's the perception, deception.
But see, why?
You gonna have to talk about killing niggas. You gonna have to talk about shooting and killing niggas in a room full of white people. I ain't real big on like putting people down, but we're speaking about what it is. I'm all with that. But what they don't understand is all that music you talk about shooting and killing niggas and shooting and doing all of this shit to niggas and bitches and hoes and shit like that, nigga, you're going to have to do all of that shit in a room full of people that don't even look like you, male and female. And you're going to have to
don't
rap
really
that shooting
damn.
And killing and pushing that dope shit in front of them people. And you're going to have to make sure they please. And if they please, they're going to put you in the game. Think about it. I'm going to give you a real-life situation. If you don't believe, I know what I'm talking about. I'm cold with this shit that I do, you dig, because I put the time and energy in to be this way. All right, go look at Bobby Shmurda, man. I brought up a reason because I was going to use him as a reference. And that's what a lot of gangster cats, you know, they know Bobby Shmurda and all that, so for lack of time and all that. You go check out Bobby Shmurda. Go check out Bobby Shmurda's performance that he had to perform in that same setting. in that same set with them same group of people, and he had to perform that hot nigga song. And if you were to look at what it was, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But see, I already knew this. I already know that part of the game you got to walk through, but a lot of artists don't. So when they say, oh, they all cool, and this is what it's about, and this is what it's about, you'll take your ass in a room full of people like that, and you'll sit up and you'll rap and you'll talk about killing your own motherfucking people. And your ass really think your ass is cool because of the money? Nah, really what it is you a clown with money. It don't change the type of man. It don't make you better at what you stand on. You went in there and sold your people out and sold yourself out for the money. Because you got that money off of what? Talking about killing, poisoning, beating and raping and stealing all that shit from your own motherfucking people to a group of people that don't even look like you.
Sam, I've been half of these niggas.
Shit, nigga, I keep with this shit. They better go do their research about this.
Pharaoh, I've been half of these niggas. If you make them stop talking about killing niggas, they can't even rap no more.
Oh, on a lot of cat songs, you damn right. A lot of cats.
Man, them niggas
will
start mumbling. They wouldn't even know what to say. They wouldn't even know what to say.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
Just tell a nigga, man, I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear nothing about killing no niggas. I don't want to hear nothing about your popularity. I don't want to hear nothing about what you did. I want you to drop that shit on her, nigga.
And you know what's crazy? Because when you listen to I'm going to break it down. When you listen to your mainstream radio, you know what I mean? They'll play hardcore rap songs, but you don't hear no cussing. They'll bleep certain cuss words out. Certain words, if you break it down a little further, because the research has already been proven, you break it down even further to certain words that's allowed that really don't still be allowed because of the type of energy and type of notation that it give off when you use these words, but they let that go. But a lot of curse words they don't let go. Now here goes the thing right here. Well, why would they do that? Right? Because you got motherfuckers that's in the suburban area. They kids, they want to be able to listen to that shit too, right? So they're going to take the curse words out so they can still reach their intended target. And their intended target ain't our old asses. Their intended target is these kids. Who the fuck is the ones that go around and start acting like the music that be out here, start dressing like it, start doing their hair like it, their whole style, their whole mannerism, the way they walk, the way they talk, how they hang out, how they kick it, how they refer to everybody. They got your daughters referring to her homegirls as bro. That's my bro, but that's your homegirl. Now, people can say whatever they want to say, but if you look at it and you look at what's been happening,
it's changed.
You can't deny that
shit. Changed. Remember,
you was talking about. You walk off in there with a gun, with a Glock, like, nigga, I'm finna shoot all these little boys. Like, oh, shit,
but remember,
Remember
you were talking about.
What the hell going on?
Remember you were talking about man's sperm or somebody's sperm leaving? Like it's disappearing?
Yeah, that Y chromosome.
And then I asked you.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and then I asked you, damn, I wonder what they do to the women. So, if you take it back, bro, these women are kids you quicker than these niggas will.
Man, you're.
So you in a dangerous field when you got women and men that think like this.
And I remember 3 years ago. It was 3 or 4 years ago, man. It might have been longer than that, man. But I remember when we had first had started, man. I did a lot of shows on demasculization in our culture, right? And a lot of people, man, don't know what I catch behind scenes or some of the stuff I talk about. But it's cool with me. But a lot of people, man, black folks, you know what I mean? You really, really was kind of against me on that as far as in how they believed and how they stood. And I look back now, and it's like if I would have never planted that seed, even in them, who at the time agreed to some of this shit and didn't see it, I'd have talked to a lot of them same people, man. Shouts out to them, man, because I'm still rock with them, man. Everywhere I go, anywhere I've been, man, the people I've met, I'm still plugged in with all of them in all the places, you dig? So big shouts out to them. But now they see what didn't happen. they see how shit been changed and how shit been switched now, even in that short period of time with the music. And I told them that that shit was going to happen because of the agenda, how they set shit up and what they after. So that's why I tell, like, certain artists, if you ain't rapping about certain stuff, if you ain't looking a certain type of way, man, you can hang it up right there. Because that ain't going to get you through the door. Or if you ain't got all of that, you got to be willing to do all of that shit that they ask you to do. With no questions, no nothing, no can't talk. Nah, I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like hitting the studio today. I'm going to wait. I'm going to just sit and get high all day in the studio. Yeah, you go on and do that, you're going to be in debt for the rest of your life. You had to work and pay off a whole bunch of money, or you will never be heard of and never be in to hit a studio ever again. It ain't nothing nice, man. People be in this game, and they look at people who give it to them real and give it to them raw and straight up. Like you know, we rough talkers. Nah, man. In this game, especially when it comes to entertainment, it ain't no lollipops. You mess over people money, you play with people time, you done. You over with. You'll never get that opportunity like that again, man. I know they say God works in mysterious ways, man, but if you really know what you know about the people who control that type of lane, man, you're going to be good in a different aspect of life. I just say it like that. God going to take care of you in a different type of aspect. But you got to really pay attention, man. You got to really pay attention.
Yes, sir.
Because me, I used to be all for it, right? Till I start doing, you know me, I do a lot of research, man, just like a lot of people. I love learning. But once you start finding out the truth and you start finding out the real stuff, man, it is what it is. So that's why I tell artists, man, hey, I understand, man. I understand them wanting to be, you know, the next famous rapper and all that. See, that salute to them, man. Anything I can do to help, you know what I mean? I'm going to help and I'm going to assist. But just know what you're getting into and know what's really at the top. Know what's really at the top, man, and who really controls it. Pay attention to what they want versus what you want.
Exactly.
You got to be able to play the game. You got to be able to push a certain type of message.
Man,
you got to be able to carry the torch.
You said the right thing right there, Fremo. You better look at what they versus what you want to what they want.
There it is.
If you put a song out talking about some game and some knowledge, they're going to be like, oh, we don't want to publish that song. But I'll put out the 19 other tracks you got talking about killing niggas.
Right. Right.
Just weigh your options. Is it worth it?
And look at it like this. Once they really sit down and do your research, if you look at the people who do really own these things, actual factuals, man, and like I said, it's something in the music that we do that's out there that a lot of artists talk about. I say all of them, but a lot of artists talk about, man. It's kind of like, you know, and we don't own the rap game, right? We don't own the entertainment game. We don't own none of this, right? The people that own it is not us, right? So it's like us doing this and keep pushing this for so long. It's like, man, think about it. We doing this also talking about and acting out, taking down our own people, our own race, and all of this in front of people, man, that are not us. You know what I mean? I'm not causing no division or nothing like that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, the mindset people don't understand. Like, that's embarrassing. That's like knowing your mama and daddy sitting there watching you in the next room and you in another room and you acting your ass, right? You acting dog, you clowning, you doing some of the stuff that you know your parents will be feel disrespected by doing all of this, and then you find out that they've been watching you the whole time. I feel like at some point in time, man, as you grow and as you go grow through life and you mature in certain aspects in life, you probably come across that same feeling like, hold on, man. Now this kind of look different. This kind of seems different. We pushing, talking about all of this and what we'll do to each other, and we pushing that to get through the doors to people that's not to people that's not our own race. So we not talking about none of they people to them. So none of them gonna feel edgy. We talking about our own people. And see, that's why I said, you got to come from this life to be able to really see what this type of life is from, what it really is. You got to really be in certain situations, man, and come at certain point times in your life to really understand this shit. And it's good to want to be, you know, do the music and all that. But from what I know, man, be careful with it. Be careful with it because that fame, all that shit come with a price. Just like Big Mike said. And you got to be willing to pay that price. I ain't paying it. They ain't getting that payment from me. You dig? I'm going to go get it this way. They ain't getting that payment from me. Just straight like that. For real.
I don't like them kind of games.
Nah, man. Nah, not me neither, man. Me neither, man. Because, boy, people don't understand, man. You got people that got access to a lot of resources. And
man,
they got way more money. They got way more connections, man. And their resources is out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. I ain't trying to make it seem like don't doing it. But in anything you do, like I said, be prepared for when the opportunity come. Be prepared for what come with that opportunity. Do your full research. Look past the gold and the money. Cars and all the women and the bottles and shit. Look past all that shit. Get to the business. Get to the business side and be smart. And a lot of people that get into it and got the business aspect of it, man, can get that money and they can invest that money and they get out of that shit and they still live a good-ass motherfucking life because they know their financial literacy level's a little bit up so they can invest that money. And that's what a big shout out, man, to the Happy Helper, too, because we're going to chop about that, man, when it comes to financial literacy, because that plays a role. What happens when you do get that money? When you do get that bag? What you do with that bag? What's the first things you're going to do with that money? So if something happens and the money in that situation no longer becomes lucrative, what was your investment? How long are you planning on staying in? You see what I'm saying? These are the type of the things I feel like a lot of artists just like to have a helper. Shout out to her, too, because she had brought to my awareness. I feel like a lot of people skip over that part. Yeah, you chasing the bag, you doing it, you want to get the bag. But when you get the money, what's some of the things you plan on doing with that money? How are you planning on investing that money? How are you planning on investing that money so that you don't have to do certain things no more? Because everybody get older. You can't say old man this, old woman this. Yeah, everybody get old. So, you know, older, everybody do that. We can stay young and as much as we want to, we can feel that way, still be active. But, yeah, all of us get older. That's a part of life. But what you going to do with that money, man? You didn't have a chance to see all of this that didn't happen before you. What you going to do different? Boy, because see, I love when we get to talk about, man, next time we're going to have to get on the, like the sports too, man, because I love sports, man. I love sports, and it's reasons why I stepped away from certain things as a fan of certain things, because when you start finding out, even like with football, man, I'm a big football fan, but when you hear people like Jerry Rice and these type of people and Joe Namath and these type of people speak on things, hey, man, them people are way more reputable in the sport than I am. You dig what it make you start going and doing your research. And it's just crazy, man, because money, the love of money and the love of power that come along with that, man, can totally be used to manipulate thousands and thousands of people for the wrong intention. And that shit crazy. But I feel like that's why they allow certain music, man. But I wanted to bring that to the table because, again, all of that, I feel like, is why R&B music and groups like Jodeci, Boyz II Men, H-Town and these type of groups, Prophet Joe, all of these groups, man, you Silk, remember Silk, man, the group? She meeting in my bedroom. Come on, man. We don't got these groups no more because all of that we was talking about is what makes it makes the more money. It makes the most money, man. It makes the most money. It draws the most attention. and more people are focused on, like Mike said one time, I remember he was on, he was talking about, you know, people like attracted to the drama and focused on the drama. Man, drama sells. Violence sells. Mm-hmm. Sex sells. This type of thing sells. But when you start mixing all that in one, and that's why when we read the report, they kept talking about like the drugs and the sex. And basically what they was referring to is when you mix that R&B and the rapper side of it, most time the rapper side of it is going to be your drug side. Most time the sex side is going to be your R&B side, just on the plain lamest terms, right? So that's what they were saying, drugs and sex. So they were saying when you mix the R&B sex and the gangster rap together, that's what you're getting now. So instead of the moment, because now they want you to have love while your ass off of Perky. They want you to have love now after you done hit a couple of lines. Right? They want you to be on a Molly now, right now, while you making love. They want you to be all on these drugs when you make love. I know some younger cats, man, 10 years younger than me, you dig? And they got to have certain things when they go make love to a woman. And that blows my mind. That shit blow my mind, like, dog, you, it's, man, but it's a lot of cats out here like that, and I found that out. Like, damn, I didn't know it was that bad like that. But then I know people that's in the medical field, and once you take certain things for so long, certain things happen. But you got to be high like that, dog, to make love to your woman. You got to be a zombie. You got to be a monster. You gotta be a monster when you make love to your woman. Man, that shit is weird to me, man. I don't know. I feel like, man, you know, I might have been here before you did, because that shit is totally not me at all, man. Like, not me at all, man. When you make love to a woman, that's supposed to be making love to a woman. You know, that's that time like that. How can you be drugged? How can you want to be more drugged out? They're more in tune with connecting with a woman. Because, see, your first thought is, man, I got to take this bullshit so I can go in here with her or go over her to her. So your first thought ain't her. Your first thought is the damn drug. That shit weird, Big Mike, man. I don't understand it, man. Who raising this shit? Who saying this shit is cool and acceptable out here, man?
They self.
Even my friends, but they getting perky dick. You getting perky dick out here, man. I mean, you getting perky dick, you getting cocaine. Like, they got to be on cocaine and sex shit. They got to be on these type hard drugs and sex shit. Go ahead, Philbo.
I heard a girl tell a nigga, "Don't nobody want that community penis." I laugh like
Boy, I love all that. Boy, I ain't never heard that. Yeah, that shit crazy too, but. And you know, that's what I'm saying, man. A lot of shit now, what's the normal now? When you had talked about things that they can spray in the air, we talked about certain things, new laws. We talked about events. We didn't talk about a lot of shit in a couple of episodes, right? And if people, you know, I've had people say, you know, comment and get me inbox, all this type of stuff. But when you really look at what's really going on, it'll make you start paying attention to what's really actually going on. And one thing I do learn, and a lot of people don't like to hear this because this is what they after. When it comes to this entertainment lane, I don't give a damn what nobody say. I don't care what nobody tell me. If you want to be famous in the entertainment game, you got to be willing to give every single thing you think you got and more to it. You got to go hard for it. It got to become you. Just like waking up and going to a job, that shit got to become you. And you got to be willing to do a lot of shit that you don't want to do.
You're going to have to do a little stride. You're going to have to do a little something straight for a little piece of chat.
Hey man, say check this out. We ain't the authors of the books. We just the ones just be opening it up for you.
Hey,
we didn't write the book. We didn't write the text, damn it. We just helping you read.
Hey, you gonna go in like 56? You gonna be hard on the motherfucker, but you gonna come out like 6'9"?
Yeah, man. Hey, that's what's crazy, man. That's what's crazy about it, man, because the game is really that real, man. It's really that real, man. And the entertainment, that's why a lot of people in entertainment keep their real personal life separate. So you might see a little this and this and that, but even when they went, okay, check this out. When you see a famous person, any of them, when you see pictures of them when they in their home, they done turned their living rooms into a photo shoot. That should tell you something right there about being a celebrity or being a person of fame. They'll go into these people's houses and turn their whole things in and tell them, okay, now you stand right here. The famous person and their spouse hadn't even been sleeping in the same bed for months, maybe years, don't even like each other, got side chicks and side dudes, they can't stand each other. But when it comes time to take pictures, then people going to say, okay, y'all stand right here, hug each other like you love each other. They're going to match them in clothes. They're going to make sure the front room and all this shit is look the same to give off that perception, to deceive people. Yeah. That's why I said, man, I'm big. I'm finna get that shit on some shirts. Perception, deception, because they going to show you something to make you perceive that shit one way, and it's actually deceiving you. And a lot of our people, man, we follow that, and even as grown people, we try to live our lives like that. We got people out here living like Power. What's the shit? P-Valley, man. We got people out here living like they in P-Valley world, man. What's the one with the dude who was cooking the dope with the other dude, man, the teacher, the school teacher, man. We got people out here on that type shit, crazy out here, man. But I ain't knocking nobody, just nobody do whatever you want to do. Just don't bring that weird shit around me. We ain't on none of that weird shit, man. We try to move forward, but bringing all of this to the light is definitely what need to happen and definitely what we need to be talking about. There's a lot of other shows out there, man, that people tune in. Y'all can go and listen to your you know, people glorify certain things and all of that. That's cool. But here, man, and what our listeners like and the reason why they keep coming back and why they keep tuning in is because of the perspectives that they get to hear versus the perspectives that we train to hear. Y'all going to get that sooner or later. Big Mike, man, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Hey, man, just stay real and keep it going, man.
Straight like that, man. Before we get out here, all I'm going to say is, man, bitch, pass that. Everybody tuned in, man. Make sure y'all catch us on the next show. Go check out the website, man, on that FemoNationForeverBlueberry.net. Make sure y'all go check it out, man. Go jump on the page. Got it on the page. I'm going to post it up there. I'm going to keep it up there. Also, man, you can replay the show at any time. All you got to do is hit the show link, or you can jump on that, or Blueberry, or Blog Talk, man. You got Google Podcast, holler at us on the Google Podcast, man. We off on there as well. The TuneIn app, if you got TuneIn, man, you can catch the show on the TuneIn app as well, man, while you on the go. But, man, we all over the board, man. So make sure you tune in. We got a lot coming. Also, the Jimmy Ray interview. Muskogee, stand up. We got the Jimmy Ray interview coming up, man. Y'all stay tuned for that, man. And we got a few others coming for you. So until next time, man, stay safe. Check on your people. And keep